Members, I call the meeting of the Ways and Means Committee to order on April 23rd, 2026. We do have a quorum. Representative Agbaje, have you a chance to review the minutes of our last meeting?
Yes, Mr. Chair, so moved.
Representative Agbaje has moved approval of the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. Minutes are approved. Thank you. We have two bills before us this evening, and we will move into first House File 1082. Representative Mueller will approach the stand, and since she's a member of our committee, she can move her own bill. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House File 1082. I forgot to the floor. What's the motion?
To the general, to be referred to the general, to the general register.
Referred to the general register.
It's been a long day, Representative.
It's a really long day.
Right? We are worn out. We're ready to go.
And there is an amendment, Mr. Chair, and I think Chair Novotny is planning on offering the amendment and the amendment to the amendment. So I don't know if you want to do that first, or would you like me to?
There are actually two amendments, right? Why don't we take yours first, the A15, if you'd like to.
Novotny's going to be talking to them
both. Oh, and he's going to be talking to them both. Well, why don't you start on the A15, and then Representative Novotny will follow up your remarks before we vote on the amendment.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So the A15 amendment reflects work that was done by Representative Johnson and Representative Knutson, allowing for other types of things for firefighters and other first responders who are killed in the line of duty to qualify. So it adds in cancer, it adds in some other types of conditions, and it was something that there were two separate bills that came together, worked with stakeholders on their bills in a way that they were able to combine them, and everybody was happy with that. And it did carry up, we were waiting for a long time on the note. It just came back, and it had a cost, but they said we could eliminate the cost if we did the A16 amendment. So that is what the purpose of the A16 amendment is.
Thank you. Representative Novotny, remarks to the A15 amendment.
Couldn't hear you, Speaker. Our chair, say again, please.
Your remarks to the A15 amendment.
Thank you, Chair. It's a very simple two-line amendment that just says that if insufficient funds are...
Sorry, Representative Novotny. Now I'm confused. I thought you were going to spoke, that you both were going to speak to both amendments. Is that correct?
I think we certainly can.
We'll do whatever you want.
Whatever gets us out of here sooner, Chair.
Eventually I will, Representative Mueller, and then things will start moving. We are going to take questions on the A15 amendment. Any questions from members of the committee? Seeing none, I move adoption of the A15 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. A15 is adopted. I'm going to move on to the A16 amendment. I'm going to ask Representative Novotny to tell us about the A16 amendment.
Thank you, Chair Torkelson. As Representative Mueller stated during the fiscal note, Office of Higher Education indicated if we made a statutorial change or a little change of the language, that they would come up with a zero fiscal note. So that the A16 amendment reflects that, just saying that if they run out of money, the awards will be by each individual applicant from available sources.
Thank you, Representative.
This just solves our fiscal note issue, and I urge your green vote.
Thank you, Representative Novotny. Any questions to the A16 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A16 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. Thank you. The A16 is adopted. To the bill, Representative Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I first want to start by thanking Co-Chair Novotny. We had a really, I think, productive time together on the Public Safety Committee in the past 2 years, but putting this bill together especially in a bipartisan fashion. So this bill has several different buckets, so I'll just give kind of the broad overview. It provides for victims of crime, especially when it comes to victim services. You will see $12 million one-time appropriation for victim services. What's been happening for the last decade is the source of funding for those services, and we're talking about domestic violence shelters, sexual assault advocates, general crime advocates, child abuse centers, mainly comes from federal dollars from fines and fees, and those have been decreasing. It's across multiple administrations. It's not been shored up, and we've been continuing to put Band-Aids on this problem to try to shore them up. We have created a special victim account to try to bring in more funds that are sustainable. So, for example, for people who commit crimes of violence, a fine for them, for those who can afford it. And we try to put some other money in there. It's just taking time to get that built up. So in the absence of more sustainable funding, this is one-time funding. I believe the number is 20% cuts to these services if we don't do this year. So that's really crucial and the biggest line item you'll see on the budget. We also have a domestic violence task force, and that's a bill that I carried. We're seeing an increase in homicides, domestic violence, abusers not being held accountable. And so this task force is really going to hopefully go through and work on some of the issues surrounding domestic violence in our state. We have funding for law enforcement. Their number one funding priority was to provide funding for their training through the Philando Castile Fund. They made a request last year for $12 million for the biennium. We funded it at about $10 million, so this closes the gap that we were not able to fully fund last year. We have several different provisions in here that provide for increased penalties, and you've seen some of these bills already. That includes the Bennett grooming bill, Cleavorn's impersonating a peace officer. Representative Duran had a bill related to security guards who are injured while they're working in clinics or hospitals. And then Representative Liebling had a bill related to thefts from vulnerable adults and closing a loophole that we have in current law. We have a couple of other June 14th related provisions. That was Representative Hewitt has a bill that has a process for law enforcement vehicles to be decommissioned, so we don't have people driving around actual former law enforcement vehicles and pretending to impersonate police officers. And then Representative Johnson had a bill to create a task force to figure out uniform identifications for first responders, because we have very different types of identification across the state. And again, we want to make sure that law enforcement, especially at a scene where a lot of like mutual aid and others are coming on, know who's actually law enforcement at that scene. But it was more complicated than you think it would be. And so they asked for a task force to figure that out. Two bills in here are just date extensions for funding that was appropriated already but hasn't fully been spent yet. And then we have an important bill related to solving crimes that is Chair Frazier's bill, and that is related to non-fatal shootings and clearing those. St. Paul has done some phenomenal work around investigating and finding the people who are responsible for non-fatal shootings, and they've really had a reduction in some of their violent crimes as a result of that, and it's been a model. Not only in this state, but around the country. So we want to encourage that with one-time grant there. And then finally, there is a Chair Robbins bill related to the Department of Corrections and how they do their contracts through a process called MNCOR, and it puts in alignment with what the OLA had said in a report that we needed to do in the state. And so that is the bill in a nutshell.
Thank you, Representative Mueller. Representative Novotny, any other comments to the opening comments to the bill?
I believe she was extremely well spoken.
Thank you, Representative Novotny. Questions from members to the bill? Representative Gomez.
I don't have a question. I guess I'm just sitting here and realizing that Chair Mueller might be presenting her final public safety budget bill, and as I'm looking at the things that you're spending money on, I'm just thinking of your commitment to victims and your commitment especially to women and children who've been the victims of violence during your time here, and I'm just so grateful to you for always, always centering them in our work. And so just, it's Novotny. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize it was also Chair Novotny's last public safety bill, but I mean, yeah, and the way that you two have worked on this issue, and again, just like kept the people we need to keep at the center of your work together, is just really impressive, and I'm very thankful to both of you. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for those kind remarks, Representative.
We do have one bill to go.
Any fun from the our side want to make any kind remarks? Otherwise, I assure you mine will be brief. Okay, thank you both for your work in this area. Thanks for your ability to cooperate and get things done. It is appreciated and means that we're moving the ball forward for the state of Minnesota, and I thank you both for that. Any other member questions or remarks to the bill? Seeing none, Representative Mueller renews her motion that the bill, House File 1082, as amended, be referred to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. Your bill is on the way. Thank you. Next up is House File 4252. Representative Wolgamott, welcome to the testifiers' table. I will move House File 4252 be referred to the General Register. There is an amendment, the A18. Representative Wolgamott, would you care to explain the A18 amendment?
Thank you very much, Chair Torkelson and Chair Frazier. I will defer to the author of the amendment, Representative Cleburne.
Representative Cleburne.
Thank you very much, Chair Torkelson. The A18 corrects a problem that we created for ourselves during the negotiations, and it removes a section that we unintended harm that we created. So it just reverts the process back to the current statute and status quo. So it deletes page 41, deletes section 63.
Representative Cleburne, is unintendedly a word?
I don't know. But I always say we write with best intent, and sometimes we make mistakes. This was a mistake. So we would just like to fix the mistake. Thank you.
My mother was an English teacher, and I was her failure.
No. I just think we are innovative at the state capitol. Yeah.
Thank you, members. Any questions to the amendment? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Scott. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. I was just going to say this makes a difference to kids and what they will receive in state grant money, so
maybe.
Thank you, Representative Scott. All those in favor did say aye. The amendment is adopted.
Didn't they?
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
We're moving.
Representative Wolgamott, to your bill.
Well, thank you again, Chair Torkelson and Chair Frazier and members of the Ways and Means Committee for the opportunity to present House File 4252 as amended. This bill reflects the agreement that was negotiated from the Higher Education Committee, and I want to thank she was here. There she is. I want to give a special thank you and credit to my co-chair, Representative Robbins, who's been very great to work with in putting this product together. There are two items I'd like to highlight. We have a one-time appropriation of $5,000 for trees at Bemidji State University, as well as $1.5 million for enrollment fraud identity software to deal with the problem of ghost students. Other than that, Mr. Chair, there are some recommendations in the bill from the Office of Higher Education. That's the bill, pretty straightforward. Again, appreciate the good partnership and work that's gone into this with Co-Chair Robbins and Vice Chair Coulter and other members of our committee, and would be more than happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Representative Wogelbaum. Representative Robbins, would you care to make any remarks regarding this bill? If so, please approach the testifiers table.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I appreciate working with Chair Wogelbaum and the opportunity to present this bill. Looking forward to attacking the ghost student problem on fraud, and appreciate everyone's hard work on the committee.
Thank you for those remarks. Questions to the bill as amended? Representative Katiza Batum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess having never had the opportunity to serve on the Higher Education Committee at this point, both of you have mentioned this ghost student problem, and it seems like we're making amends to kind of fix this. But what does that mean? Like fake students are enrolling and somehow... But okay, I just am wondering if we can get a little bit more detail on that, because, you know, fraudsters are going to fraud, and we just keep doing our work. But this is a new thing to me, so I'm just hoping for a little bit more clarity. Thank you.
Representative Wogelbaum.
Yeah, well, thank you for that question, Representative Katiza Watun. So ghost students are an unfortunate phenomena of where bad actors will, it's like a case of identity fraud, where people will enroll for a class and then apply for financial aid, receive financial aid, and it's all online. And then as soon as they receive the financial aid, then they drop the class or just stop showing up altogether. Pocket the fraud. We've never seen them, so that's why we're bringing forward $1.5 million for enrollment fraud identity software, so that we can better verify that our students are actually students. Because not only is it frustrating that fraudsters are stealing that money, but then it also makes it so the real students don't have the opportunity to take advantage of the financial aid, so they can better their education. I don't know if my co-chair wanted to add anything to that.
No, that's exactly right, and it's an increasing problem in Minnesota and around the country, and so this software will really make a difference in stepping in on the front end.
A follow-up?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the clarity.
Any other questions to the bill? Representative Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and really not a question, but I know we don't normally fund trees around here, but just an explanation of the funding in the higher ed bill that's for trees. The University of Minnesota in Bemidji, is that the way you say it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it had a big storm come through, and a lot of trees were just, knocked down. And so this is just to help them reestablish the college in the forest, or the college in the woods, as they call themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Representative Scott. Any other questions or comments to the bill as presented?
I'm not prepared for that.
Seeing none, I'll renew the motion that House File 4252 as amended be referred to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. Your bill is on the way. Representatives. Representative Frazier, a preview of our next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We will be back at our regular time on Monday at 10:15. Stay tuned for the posting for bills to be heard.
Thank you. Members, our meeting is adjourned.